This is University Beats. I'm Mark Schreiner. I'd like you to think back to the last time you had a salad. Was it one of those bags that you buy at a store, tear open some envelopes with the various ingredients inside, mix, and eat? Are you one of those folks with a green thumb who takes your vegetables all the way from seed to the salad bowl? Well, there's a class at the University of South Florida that's trying to turn students from the former into the latter.
It's going to shoot up a little stalk here that's going to have flowers on it.
The undergraduate level course, Introduction to Food Studies, is taught by Sarah Dykens Callahan, a senior instructor in Humanities and Cultural Studies. While there's some reading and research involved, she says the main lessons are taught through hands-on activity.
Since it's Introduction to Food Studies, I'd like for them to develop an understanding through doing, through actually gardening, about how food is produced and the importance of our food systems.
During the course of the semester, students plant and tend to their own vegetables at the USF Botanical Gardens.
Let me see what you got.
A little bit of tomato.
The hope is that it opens their eyes to just how much work goes into what goes on their plates. At the same time, Dykens Callahan wants to show the students how to eat healthier.
So for instance, we don't use pesticides, we don't use herbicides. Students either use organic alternatives to that or they pick pests off with their fingers. And so this, I think, helps them better understand some of the practices worldwide that lead to the development of our food systems. So the production of food in other countries as well as in the United States.
The lessons paid off for some of the students. Computer science engineering junior Gabriel Beltre says he came into the class as someone who liked having his steak with a side of more steak. That's changed.
I do eat a lot more vegetables, broccoli, spinach specifically. Those are, I guess, my go-tos. I eat a lot less meat now. I still eat meat, but not at nowhere close to as much. I stick more to beans for the protein. Basically simple ingredients, the less ingredients. So if you can understand the ingredients, then it's probably good for you.
And biomedical sciences junior Maria Gorbea says she's more conscious of what she's looking for when she's shopping now.
Before, I just kind of went to the supermarket and bought whatever. But now, now that we've learned so many things about the food industry and things like that, it's opened my eyes. So now I actually want to see what I'm purchasing.
Students this year planted lettuce, onions, carrots, cucumbers, arugula, and for the first time in the class, tomatoes. To wrap the semester up, they gathered at the botanical gardens to harvest the crops that were ready. Many students needed a little instruction, though, just so they didn't yank the whole plant out of the ground.
You can use one of these, and you can cut the stem. Or, if it's particularly ripe, you can hold the tomato, and then you can twist it, and it should pop off.
Russian studies junior Alec Roller was taken aback by the size of some of their crops.
I was surprised to see how much lettuce we had, because we planted three and six came up. So we had a lot of lettuce. It was really nice seeing the plot get greener as time went on.
And biomedical sciences senior Abby Williams won an unofficial class competition by growing the largest cucumber.
It was very exciting. It popped up probably like last week, and then it just grew and it didn't stop.
Then they got to eat their homework at a potluck held right there in the garden, featuring their vegetables as the centerpiece.
We'll wash them off and give them a good rinse three times or so, and then the students will prepare them. And by prepare them, we mean just cutting them up and tossing them into a salad bowl.
Did you put the basil in yet?
Not yet.
And Dykens Callahan says by sitting down together to eat the vegetables, the students really begin to appreciate food in a different way.
I think it significantly alters their understanding of their relationships to food. And so touching the dirt, cultivating the dirt, removing insects from plants gives them an embodied understanding of what it means to actually grow food and then consume that food. Something that we don't have many opportunities to do today.
If you'd like to see video from the spring harvest and potluck, check out the University Beat on TV version of this report at WUSFnews.org. For University Beat, I'm Mark Schreiner.